Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Amma Yoshev B'tzion. It's based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu HaGoyen Rav Moshe Zatzal. Talking about Paraduma, Parshas Parah, the union of Paraduma. It says, Chazal say, Amar Rabbi Eibo, Moshe Leben Shivcha, Shetinev Palten Shel Melech. Amar HaMelech, Tavu Imo V'tekanech Etzatzoya, Kachom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tavu Iporo, V'tichaper Al Mai Segel, Moshe to the son of a Shivcha, who made filthy the palace of the king. The king said, let his mother come and clean up his mess. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, the word is Tzoa, but I'm just translating it as mess. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let the Pora come, which is the mother, and be Mechaper al Maise HaEgel. In other words, what was the kilkul that occurred because of the Chet HaEgel, the Pora is coming to be mitaken. It's a Pirush HaMilim. Tavo aim v'tekanech et so'at bina. The explanation is as follows. Chazal darsh, hini anuchi sholech malach. Hadu dechtiv, ani amarti Elohim atem elu, ilu emtini Yisrael ha-Moshe, v'lo yu osim oto ma'ase, lo ya galuyot, v'lo malach ha-mavit sholech behem. V'chein hu amer, v'amechtav mechtav Elohim hu charut al aluchot. Mai charut? Rabbi Yehuda ורבי נחמיה, רבי יהודה אומר חירות מן הגלות, רבי נחמיה אומר חירות ממהלך המוות. חזל tell us that if the Jews waited for Moshe Rabbeinu and not committed the sin, the chet ha'egel, אז מה שהיה קורה, ש... we would have been free. No galus, no מהלך המוות. But the Chet HaEgel restored us to our lower state that we had been in before Matan Torah. Achein ki adam temutum ukeachad hasarim tipolu, like it says in Tehillim 82:7. After the Chet HaEgel, we went back down. Now we have to die again. In other words, after we were brought back to the matzav of Choras al Aluchos, חירות מכל אותם דרכי מוות, אז המוות שנמצא בעולם הוא בעתיו של חטא העגל. All the death we have today is the חטא העגל. We weren't supposed to die, and then we came back to the matzav of אכן קודם תמוסון, וכאחד הסרים טיפולו. Now we have to die again only because of the חטא העגל. And on that it says, תבואו אם דקנר צועת בנה פירוש, שמשהו שחט, Tunaf, it kalkel idea egel, what was corrupted by the egel, is now metukan as much as possible through the mother, through the para. V'hinei miparashat para, lomdim shelo yitachen v'lo sheach b'chlal, shetia tara mitumat met. Elim ken, ish eizeshu ofen shel gilui kesher, v'shayachut l'tchiyat ha-metim. הרי התאומה שנקראת מוות היא אבי אבות התאומה, כלומר כל התאומות האחרות הן כולם תולדותיה של התאומה הזאת. From the parashas Parah we learn that it's not shaykh at all that there should be any purity from tumas meis unless there's some sort of revelation of a connection in shaykhus to tchiyas hameis, and tumas called death, tumas avi avos hatuma. It's the source of all tumah. All the tumas come, that's why it's called the grandfather of tumah. All the tumas come from tumas meis. It's a little bit of death. Malikot lakula, malikot lapalga. Hatsura ve'ofen shatora megaladze, the pasuk calls the efer ofer. Efer is ashes, and ofer is dust. ולקחו לתמי מאפר שריפת החטאת. הגמרא בחולין, בדף פחת עמוד ב' בעניין כיסוי אדם, שהתורה מצריכה אפר, כמו שכתוב, ושפך את דמו, וחיסרו באפר, ובית הלל אומרים, מצינו שאפר נקרא אפר. So you take from the tame, from the אפר שריפת החטאת. says the Rabbi Kisuidam, you need afar. V'shafach ha'semagisor ba'afar. Afar is dust. So Beis Hillel says that we see that from the Paraduma, that the ashes are called dust. And therefore, you can also do Kisui Hadam with ashes, because the ashes are also called dust. What's the difference between ashes and dust? Ashes has a past but no future. It doesn't grow, nothing grows from ashes. You can't do anything with it. Gemara says in Shabbos 18a, look in Rashi there. Efer is lav bar gibel, who you can't mix it, you can't make it surah. Knead it, K-N-E-A-D. There's no tsura that you can make with ashes, with afer. The whole value of it is what it used to be. It only has a past. It's a past without a future. Afar is completely future without a past. When the Torah says, V'lakula tomei me'afar s'refat ha'chatat, kana Torah megala shelokhim davar, shu ach v'rak avar chasar atid, v'zen efach le'atid. So we take from the something that is only past, we take from the ash, from the afer, and then it's transformed into afar, it's transformed into dust, the future. V'zeo be'etzem kol chayei ha'adam, harei kol rega v'rega, shover al ha'adam, hofech liot efer, avar chasar atid. Ha'atid nemtza b'zman she'yavo. Aval ma she'haya hofech liot avar. Our whole life is every moment. It's just passing and it's becoming ash. It's a past without a future. It's gone. And that's the inyan of Tchiyas HaMesim. That we take that past that is no longer and we transform it into the future. We take the Efer, and we transform it into Ofer. We create a future from the past. That's the Chiddush of Taras HaPara. To transform what used to be and is no longer into something that has a great future, like Afar. Like things you can plant in the dust of the earth. And that's the secret of life in this world. But we just have we don't have an understanding in that. This whole world covers up that it's only a preparation for the future. V'lakhu la tamei me'afar s'refat ha'chatat. Ech davar shehaya ve'inenu efer, hofech liot davar shedavka mimenu, matzmich et ha'atid. You take from the something that is no longer, ash, and it's transformed into afar, into something with a future. That's purity, that's Tchiyas HaMesim. That's purity from Tumas Meis. There's something else that's similar to Efer. Shelo matzmiach velo migadel. Lo oseh velo poel klum zeh ha'avak. Yaakov Avinu, achrei shu shalach et ha'mencha le'isav, hulan b'machane ulemuchrat, לקח את כל המחנה והעבירם אל נחל יבוק, ושם כתוב ויוותר יעקב לבדו, ויבק איש עמו עד עלות השחר מלמד, שהעלו אבק מרגלותם עד כיסא הכבוד. אבק זה דבר שמגיע כאשר דבר מתחכך בדבר. לזה קוראים ויאבק מאבק. אבק זה דבר חסר שימוש ותכלית. האבק עושה לכלוך, גם מסתיר את האור ולא מאפשר לעיניים לראות. ממלא את החלל העולם בדבר שמכביד ולפעמים גם לא מאפשר לראות יחד עם האבק. זה רק דבר שמפריע. יש אפר הארץ. When you have the dust of the earth, from the dust of the earth you can plant beautiful fruits and vegetables. Delicious. אפר הארץ. And then there's אבק. And then there's this floating dust that floats in the air, like ve'yavik. Like when Yaakov wrestled with the Malach, So ve'avek means to wrestle. There's this conflict, there's this clash. So Chazal Darshan, from this clash came this avak, this dust that went up to the Kisei HaKavod. All avak does is it just makes dirt, just makes things dirty. And you go into the room, it's very dusty in here. So you want to clean up all the dust. Chair, the table, the walls, very dusty. It also covers up the light. If it's very, very dusty, you have a sandstorm, a windstorm. Can't see the light. It's davar shemafriya. האבק הזה נוצר משני דברים שמשתדלים, מתאמצים להיות באותו מקום. הרי כל דבר תופס מקום, דבר אחד נמצא כאן, והדבר השני גם הוא רוצה להיכנס לאותו מקום ולדחות אותו. כך הדברים מתחככים זה בזה, והחיכוך הזה יוצר אבק. So you have two things that are trying to be in the same place. And each one takes its space. And each one wants to be in the space of the other. And then there's this clash. And from this clash, you have this avak. That's the vayeavek ishimo adalot hashachar. From this clash, you get this dust, this filth that covers the light, that just makes things heavier. The Mekubalim teach us that the gematria of avak is the same as the gematria of egel, 103. כלומר, כל דרכי המוות כולן שורשם באגל. אז מלמדים אותנו כאן שזה גם עניינו של אבק. We know that death comes from the egel. And tzaddikim tell us that avak is the same gematria. So that means that that's also the inyan of avak. Anachem rotzim lavin et ha'inyan mishorsho, lefi erkenu. Oto ma'avak she'aya bein Yaakov le'Esav itchil k'she'Yaakov chazar al pachim ktanim. You know the famous Gemara in Chulin 91a. That the whole fight started when Yaakov Avinu went back for the pachim ktanim, for the little jugs. Az ba oto ish shehu saro shel Esav v'ne'avak imo ad alot hashachar. Be'inyan hu shel Yaakov Avinu, omrim Chazal, Yaakov Avinu lo met. Yaakov Avinu hu kol kulo chayim. Az pashut shelo shayach sheYaakov Avinu yevater al mashu shemushka bo mashu michayav. כי אם הוא השקיע בזה, הדבר הזה צריך לשמש משהו בעתיד. ואם הוא מוותר על זה, פירוש שחלק מחייו הופך להיות אבק. יעקב אבינו doesn't die. Why? Because he's completely life. It's not shayich that something that יעקב אבינו invested his life in should just go to waste. ויעקב אבינו invested in these פחים קטנים, that's life, that's part of his life. So they can't go to waste because יעקב אבינו לא מס. Nothing about Yaakov Avinu goes there. That's why Yaakov Avinu, Chazal tells Lo Ra Keri, which is pretty amazing considering how old a man he was when he first got married. And yet, Lo Ra Keri, because Keri is death, because the seed is life, and Keri is taking that life and bringing it to nothingness. Yaakov Avinu was called Kulo Chaim. And from him only life comes. Nothing goes to waste. Anything he invested in remains. And he's the tzad sheknegad inyan hazeh shel Esav. V'hakoach ba'olam shu saro shel Esav. Shish lo kama kinuyim. Malach ha'mavet. Yetzer hara. Shiabud malchuyot. Esav is the opposite pole. And Yaakov Avinu is life. אז עיצב כל עצמו הוא ועל חרבך תחיה. דיינו הוא יונק את חיותו מהמוות. מאותו חרב שכל עצמו חורבן. הברזל חרב נברא לקצר ימיו של אדם. מזה עשיו יונק את חיותו, דהיינו מן המוות. עשיו draws his sustenance from death. Al-charbecha tichye. He lives from death. That's the opposite of Yaakov Avinu, who's kulo life. אז כשיעקב חוזר על אותם פרחים קטנים חסרי ערך, המובן בזה היה שכל המציאות כולה, אפילו אותם דברים שהם חסרי ערך לחלוטין, יעקב אבינו goes back to these things that other people would find to be completely meaningless, and he goes back on them, and he goes back for them, because they're part of his life, and what's part of his life matters. העניין הזה פירושו שאין מקום לשרו של עשיו, שכל עצמו חי רק על חרבך. So he can't. It's the opposite of החרבך תחיה. He doesn't live by death, by the sword. He lives by life. And nothing can go to waste. And the pasuk ויבוסר יעקב לבדו, חזל דרשן ויבטר יעקב לבדו ויאבק איש עמו, אין כאל ישורון, רוכב שמיים בעזרך. רב רכיה בשם רבי סימון אמר, אין כאל ומי כאל ישורון, ישראל סבא. מה הקדוש ברוך הוא כתוב בו? ונשגב השם לבדו, אף יעקב, ויוותר יעקב לבדו. ואין פירוש לבדו שהוא היה בודד, אלא הכוונה שהוא המציאות הבלעדית בעולם. אצל יעקב, כל עולם כולו יתוקן, הכל יצטרף לכם. חזל סי, אין ובוס יעקב, Levado, there's nobody like God, Pasuk. And Vizel Sabracha, that we repeat 500 times in Simchas Torah, Baruch Hashem, love that. So, it says, Ein Kekel, there's nobody like God. And then Chazal say, but who is like God? Yeshua, instead of Ein Kekel, Yeshua. There is somebody like God, who is that Yeshua? Who's Yeshua? Yisrael Saba. What does it say about God? Vinizka Hashem Levado. So too about Yaakov Avinu. It says, Vayavasir Yaakov Levado. Levado doesn't mean that he's alone. What it means is he's the only Metzius in the world. By Yaakov Avinu, the whole world's going to be Metukan. Everything is going to connect to life. Everything is connected to God. God is called Elohim Chaim. There's going to be no death. אתה השם לבדך, אתה עשית את השמיים, שמי השמיים וכל צבאם, הארץ וכל אשר עלה הימים וכל אשר בהם. God, you made the entire Metzius, ואת המחייס כולם. And you give everything life. אז אותו ויוותר יעקב לבדו, חזל דורשים, שהיה באותו סוד של אתה השם לבדך ואתה מחיה את כולם. That's the ויבוסר יעקב לבדו. It's the secret of you, Hashem, are alone, and you give everything life. And that's Yaakov, Niskav, that's Yaakov, Ayvaser Yaakov Levado. That's Ata Hu Hashem Levadecha. It was you alone. You are the only true Metzius. And you give everything life. Ve'acharei kechlot hakol, Levado yimloch nora. There's going to be this Levadiyut, that it's all going to be part of the Metzius of Hashem, as we spoke about in a recent shiur. But למלאך המוות אין לו מקום בעולם. כאן נוצר החיכוך. This is where the conflict starts between Yaakov and the Sar of Esav, the מלאך המוות. כאן בא ויאבק איש עמו עד עלות השחר. Two different מציאויות that they have to be in one שטח מחיה אחד. They have to be in one space of life, and there's this battle of the titans between death and life. And it keeps coming up in my mind, I can't help it. The difference between us and our enemies. That Ja'am Yisrael's Mekadesh life, and our enemies are Mekadesh death. They celebrate death, their own death and the death of others. And we mourn death and we love life. Kalei Seir v'chotno ve'alu l'tzion moshiim. God, please destroy Seir Esav v'chotno, because he is shver. He married Yishmael's daughter. Those who are al-achar b'chatichye, that's where that comes from. And then Ve'alu L'tzion Moshi'im. And then we're going to have the Geula. Hein hafuchot u'motziot zo et zo. As mize notzar avak. That's what caused this dust to fly in the air. What is avak? Avak, it's all dusty, it's not clear. It's not a nice clear day. There's this avak storm, there's this wind storm, this dust storm. As hametziut ha'amitit lo neret, we don't see the true metzius. It's not mizgale, it's mustar. Gam lo koach ha'riyah u'mafri, you can't see properly, the eye doesn't see. Zehu avak shemechaseh et ha'olam, shu tolada shel ha'mavak ha'gadol. So this avak that covers the world, that covers metzius, that makes things heavy, makes things blurry. You get one little piece of avak in your eye and you can't function until you get it out. You rub your eye, you pour water on, one little piece of avak. Zeh avak. And vezeh tolada shel ha'mavak ha'gadol. This great conflict, this great battle between Yaakov and the Seder shel Esav, two different poles. Pole of life versus the pole of death. Alehem ne'amar re'ei, netati lefnecha yom et ha'chaim ve'et ha'tov ve'et ha'mavet ve'et ha'ra. Ilu hem shnei ktzavot ve'aktavim sheyeshnam ba'olam. Darkei chayim ve'darkei mavet. העובדה שאותם דרכי מוות מתחכות, דהיינו מנסות ודוחקות עצמן להיכנס לאותו שטח מחיה ששם נמצאים אותם דרכי חיים, כלומר לתוך אותו לב שממנו תוצאות חיים, שניהם נדחקים בפתח ומתחככים זה בזה. So you have life, the path of life, versus the path of death, and they both want to be in the same space. God says, I place before you life and death, good and evil. You have to choose life. But that's the battle, and this battle creates this veil in the world, this lack of clarity. Chazal say, Melamed shelavuvok maralotam ad kisei hakavod. Now the whole world is filled with this avak. And the kisei hakavod, ultimately it's going to bring to kavod shamayim when life wins. We know that life comes from the heart. Mikol mishmar netzor libecha ki mimenu totzaot chayim, Mishlei 4:23. That's where the life comes from. And they're battling on that life. Yaakov and the Sar shel Esav. Chaim neged ha'mavit. That's the avak that fills the world. Avak gematria egel. Egel also brought death to the world. Ki lulanu rabotenu b'mishnah achrona b'shas. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להנחיל לכל צדיק וצדיק שי עולמות. In the future, הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to give every צדיק 310 worlds. שנאמר להנחיל אוהבה יש ועוצרותיהם המלא. To bequeath to those who love me, or those who I love, there's a יש, and I'll fill their storehouses. יש? מה זה יש? יש is the entire מציאות, כל המציאות כולה. B'shlemut im kol ha'hekif. Chazal were makabel that pirush yesh ze 310 ofanim. 310 ways of reflections, revelations of reality, of existence. That's yesh. There's the chelek shukvar metukan, ha'yesh ha'amiti. And then there's the chelek shemimenu makom ha'avoda. עדיין לא ברור, ואותו עדיין צריכים לצרף אל היש. אז מגלים חזר שהחלק המתוקן בגמטריה אור, דיינו 207. זה החלק המואר. ובצד השני שם נשארו כל דברים שעדיין צריכים תיקון. שם נשאר אבק. מה זה יש? Yesh is 200, is 310. There are 207 parts of reality, levels of existence that are metukan, and that's all, that's light. The gematria of all of light is 307, rachis is 207, rachis 200, aleph and vav, 6 and 1 is 7. That's the part of life that has life. And then there's the part that needs tikkun, that's the avak, that's the 103. So you have the all with the avak, together it's 310, that's the yesh. Altogether it's yesh, it's 310. It's comprised of these two parts. זה מה שחסר מאור עד ליש, שם נשאר האבק והעגל. That's the 103 that we still have to fix. The true yesh is the tseruf of these two things together. והיה עוד פעם אחת שהמאבק הגיע לסי. האבק כיסת העולם. זה היה בזמן אליהו הנביא, באותו מעמד של הר הקרמל. שאז אמר אליהו, ויאמר אליהו אל העם, אני נותרתי נביא לשם לבדי, ונביאי הבעל 450 איש. ואז עשה אליהו את אותו פלא הגדול בהר הקרמל. אליהו היה אחד בודד ונביאי הבעל במאות. והמצב היה נורא. השלטון היה כולו אצל הבעל ונביאיו. ויאב אליהו, he's all alone, he's against the 450 נביאי הבעל, these false idolatrous prophets. It's a horrific situation. Eliyahu says to Nevi'a Baal, V'yomer Eliyahu Nevi'a Baal, Tcharu lachem par echad, V'asu rishona, ki atem arabim, V'kiru b'shem elokechem, V'esh lo tasimu. V'achar kach, V'yomer Eliyahu l'chol am gishu elai, V'yikshu, kol ha'am elav, V'yirapei at mizbach Hashem ha'arus. Rashi, u'medrasho shamati, ששאול בנה מזבח בהר הקרמל. זה שאמר בא שאול הקרמלה, והנה מציב לו יד. ולהלן הוא אומר, ויצב שם מזבח. ומלכי ישראל הרסו כל המזבחות והבמות שבארצם שנעשו לשם שמיים. ובא אליהו, ובנה אליהו מזבח זה של שאול, שהיה הרוס. In other words, we have over here אליהו building this מזבח. אליהו says the נביא הבעל, you take one part, you go first, ladies first. And because you're the rabbin, call out in the name of your God. No, don't put fire. And then Eliyahu says to the nation, come to me. They come and he heals the altar of God that was destroyed. Rashi brings that Shaul built a Mizbeach on Har HaKarmel. It was destroyed. Malchei Yisrael destroyed all the good Mizbechos. And Eliyahu rebuilt that Mizbeach. He was Merapi the Mizbeach. So that's what it says in Shmuel Aleph 15:12. Shaul thought that he was Mekayim Dvar Hashem, Fidaitai. So Vihine Meitziv Lo Yad, he built this Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was destroyed, just like the Malchus of Shaul, because he didn't ultimately do what he was supposed to with Amalek. And Eliyahu is Merapei Es Mizbeach Hashem Ahorus. So Eliyahu finished what Shaul was supposed to do. Eliyahu brought all of Klal Yisrael to say Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. V'yaz Kamo Shekatuv Hargu At Kol Nevi'ei HaBaal. And they were Mevar the Avodah Zarah, and that's the Chiddush. That Eliyahu and Avi brought to Klal Yisrael. Chazal say that what Eliyahu did here was like Mamad Har Sinai. We discussed that at length in the past. V'ketuv al zeh b'gemara, v'amar Rabbi Chelbo, amar Rav Huna, le'olam yeh adam zahir b'tfilat ha'mincha, sh'arei Eliyahu lo na'ana ela b'tfilat ha'mincha, sh'ne'amar v'hi ba'alot ha'mincha. Should always be careful with mincha. Eliyahu was answered in mincha. Mekubalim teach us, Mincha, let's do the Gematria, Mem is 40, Nun is 50, it's 90, Ches is 8, it's 98, and He is 5, it's 103. Ze ota Gematria kmo Egel ve'avak. Lelamdenu sh'Eliyahu be'ota sh'a, sh'u etpalel tfilat Mincha, hu echzir et hakol liyesh. V'az netgala ha'yesh ha'amiti Eliyahu. Brought everything back to the world of Yesh. In other words, he took that 103 at Mincha time, and he brought it back to the world of existence, of reality, Yesh. Gemara says, Mincha is such a chashev tefillah. Yitzchak Avinu was metakein Mincha. In his house was born the person who filled the world with avak, Esav. So that's how you fix that avak, is with Mincha. And then you bring everything back. You bring the 103, the Egel and the Avak, you bring it back to Yesh. You bring that 103 through Mincha, you bring it back to the 207 of light, and then you have 310 of you, and you fixed existence, you fixed reality. Mincha is a very difficult time. Ha'olam olech lekrat choshech, not just because people are in the middle of their workday. I happen to like that. When I'm in Midtown Manhattan, which happens almost never, certainly not in the last few years, but if I happen to be in Midtown Manhattan, you know, 1:15, you see all these firm guys going into different buildings and basements and 18th floor offices and to daven mincha. It's beautiful. Aval mincha זה הצד החיובי, אבל בצד הרוחני, העמוק, הקבלי, מנחה is when the world is starting to get dark, right? The earlier in the day, it's getting lighter and lighter and lighter, and then the sun starts going in the other direction, or at least that's what it looks like to us. It's all relative, if I can quote a famous Jewish scientist. And the world starts getting darker and darker. תמיד ההליכה לקראת הוא גרועה, היא גרועה יותר ממצב החושך הגמור. Going towards is worse than absolute darkness. משום שברגע שיורדת חשיכה גמורה לעולם, אז העניין מתהפך, אז הבריאה כבר מתחילה במהלך לקראת מחר. וכשהבריאה הולכת לקראת חושך, זאת אומרת שהמהלך כולו מכוון להיפוך הגמור מהיורד. It really depends what direction you're going in. So at night it can be dark, but if you're going in the direction of morning, we have the Shiran Chatzos Laila, very Tifa Zachin. But so in the night it starts getting lighter and lighter, so at least you're going towards the light. But in the afternoon it might be light, but you're going towards the darkness. It's man mod kashe. It's man se olech lekrat he'ader, lashon choshech. Rabbeinu tamid ya'omer lashon chasach, ki lo chasacht et mencha yechidecha, b'chasach ze to hold back. That's darkness, choshech, heyader, emptiness, nothingness, lack of reality, lack of existence, a very difficult time. And Yitzchak Avinu was metakein the tefillah to be metakein this, to fix this time. He decreed this tefillah to fix this time. It brings everything back to Yesh. Amarnu, v'noseh hazeh ha-mavak ha-amiti v'agadol sheshno bo'olam, ha-mavak bein Yaakov v'saro shel Esav. Ha-mavak שבין דרכי חיים לדרכי מוות. You have this great battle, this battle of life and death of Yaakov and Esav. ראי נתתי לפניך היום את החיים ואת הטוב ואת המוות ואת הרע, ובחרת בחיים למען תחיה אתה וזרעך. כאן נמצא המאבק והמלחמה הגדולה, כמו שכתוב בחובות הלבבות, בייחוד המעשה בעוד ה'. המשל של אותו חסיד שפגש אנשי צבא, שיצאו למלחמה גדולה והצליחו וחזרו עטורי ניצחון. פגש אותו חסיד ואמר להם, ניצחת את המלחמה הקטנה, עכשיו מחכה לך המלחמה הגדולה והאמיתית. והיא כבדה יותר וקשה יותר. There's this battle, the big battle. החסיד met the soldiers. He said, that's the little battle. It's easy to kill the enemy on one level, because you know they're the bad, you know the good guys are, you know the bad guys are. And you know your life is at stake, so you fight hard. But he says, now comes the real battle, the battle, the good and bad within inside of you. That's the real battle. That's the hardest battle. To take from the Efer and the Avak and turn that into Afar. כלומר, לקחת את כל הדברים האלו ששייכים לצד האפר. Take from those ashes and to bring them into the world of Yesh. You have a techaim v'ata tov, v'ata mavet v'ata ra, u'b'charta b'chaim, l'man techiyeh, to bring in life. And then we go into the world of Yesh, of 310, when we fix that avak, when we fix that egel, when we fix that death. Takes the 103, it's mitzarif it to the 207 of all, and you have life, you have Yesh, you have existence. שבזמן שהוא נמצא זה יש האמיתי לא יתגלה. As long as there's this avak, The true yesh won't be revealed. That's the true war. And that's the shorash shorashim shel kol ha'melchamot ba'olam. ובפעם הבאה בעזרת השם אנחנו נלמד את הפרשה עד כמה שאפשר. אז אני אשאר עמנו בעזרת השם. We're going to continue next time. We will talk about wars. Now we're in a time of war. So it's ענייני דיימה ממש. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. בלי נדר נמשיך שלום שלום.